Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a messy and chilly Tuesday on our hands. I'm tracking some showers that'll roll in, especially for the middle of the day. I'll show you what it will feel like and when the real bitter cold arrives.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. A man is shot and then shows up at the front door of one of these homes in a Northeast Raleigh neighborhood looking for help. Coming up, what we know about his condition after he was rushed to the hospital.
The man accused of shooting and killing two women and a dog in this Apex neighborhood will appear in court today. Just ahead, we're breaking down the latest on this case.
A lot to get you for you on your Tuesday, January 16th. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And look at this behind us right now. I mean, this is what we're getting into today. Elizabeth alluded to it. It's just going to be kind of a nasty one out there today. And we head over to the WRAL Severe Weather Center. And we can see it on radar here, but now the ground truth behind us here.
Yeah, it's drizzly out there. We have a pretty much serious deck of low clouds across the region right now. We take a look at rain, looking at a good bit of coverage there in Chatham County. That's starting to lift into parts of Durham County, Orange County, and Wake County. We had some rain earlier up near the Virginia line. That has really tapered off at this point, north of I-85. Just that last little bit kind of zooming out of South Hill. But here's the way things are likely to go over the next little while between, say, 8 and 9 o'clock. There's just going to be some light showers. But once we hit 10 o'clock, the rain becomes more widespread across the viewing area. Almost everybody's seeing rain right there at lunchtime. Temperatures at that point will be in the low to mid 40s. So we're not looking at anything frozen, but it certainly will be uncomfortable with rain and chilly temperatures. Once we get to 3 or 4 o'clock, it starts to pull out. And then the bitter cold comes in. Coming up, we'll talk more about how cold it will feel overnight tonight and early tomorrow. We're down to quarter mile visibility in Durham, Raleigh, and Clinton. We have a lot of low cloud cover, a lot of drizzle out there to deal with. In Roxborough, we have some damp streets. We're seeing that everywhere. 37 is our temperature in the triangle currently. It's still 30 in Roxborough, 32 in South Hill. Everybody else, mainly mid to upper 30s to low 40s. Expect upper 40s this afternoon, but of course, we're going to be dealing with rain around the middle of the day. It moves out this evening, but then the wind begins to pick up. I'll show you the bitter wind chill for tomorrow morning coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, Elizabeth. Watching some pretty heavy delays on the north side of Raleigh on 540 westbound as we take a look at that live camera at Lewisburg Road heading out toward Capitol Boulevard. No reports of any crashes or anything out there, but we are watching those backups. We'll get an update on those sensor readings in just a moment. We had an earlier crash on 40 westbound around Page Road in the RTB area. That is largely cleared, but we're still seeing some heavy delays as you head away from Wade Avenue on 40 westbound out toward 540 and into South Durham. About a 9-minute delay from Wade Avenue to 885 this morning. We just have so much volume through there that it's hard for traffic to clear up, really. So you're running into backups between Wade Avenue and Harrison Avenue, and then again from the airport exits out toward 540. Here's a look at those backups on 540 westbound as we take a look at the latest sensor readings from Lewisburg Road out to I-40, about an 8-minute delay. Once you get through those backups out toward Capitol Boulevard, things start to ease up just a little bit. Still watching some delays coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. We had an earlier crash around Durant Road that has cleared now, but still about a 13-minute backup from 98 down to the 540 interchange, so allow that extra time this morning. Just in, a report of a crash south of Knightdale in the Shotwell community on Smithfield Road at Major Slade Road, and we are seeing some heavy delays on the northbound side of Smithfield Road in that area. Give yourself that extra time in eastern Wake County. Taking a look at Durham right now, 885 is getting busier in both directions between I-40 and 147, but other major approaches are looking pretty good, including on 85 northbound coming in from Hillsboro, just a 1-minute delay from I-40 out to 147. If you're getting ready to head out, listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham.
With breaking news we're following in just the last 30 minutes, police have cleared the scene now of a shooting in a Northeast Raleigh neighborhood. This happened about 2 hours ago off Buffalo Road. And Brett Neese is in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what police tell us about injuries and their search for a shooter.
After that man was shot, police tell us he showed up here at one of these homes looking for help. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of what this crime scene looked like. It's all happened just before 5 a.m. at this newer neighborhood off of Buffalo Road near I-540. Along with this crime scene, police also had this gas station roped off with crime scene tape. I'm working to find out how the two scenes are connected. Police tell us that man was rushed to the hospital and right into surgery. We're working to get an update on his current condition. I'm also working to find out if police have any suspects. In Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
And today, a man arrested in connection with the shooting deaths of two women and a dog in Apex is due in court. WREL's Laura Levine is in Apex this morning. Laura, these killings happened yesterday right in the middle of a neighborhood.
Well, the investigation went into the late night hours. Right now, there is a sense of calmness in this Apex neighborhood. We do know the man who police believe is responsible for the shootings, Harry Hardman, is behind bars. Take a look at this video where you can see police arrested Hardman as officers took him into custody from the scene. He is accused of shooting and killing two women and a dog in this Apex neighborhood. Investigators spent hours at Chipping Drive and Brussels Drive where the shooting took place. A neighbor who knew one of the victims became uneasy after hearing gunshots from inside her home.
I was very concerned when I saw the police at her residence. I could see it from my back window.
And those neighbors recall hearing up to 8 gunshots. Hardman is facing 2 counts of murder and 1 count of animal cruelty. His court appearance is at 1:30 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in Apex.
Donald Trump has his first win of the 2024 presidential race. Trump's landslide win in the Iowa caucus is sending a strong message about his firm grip on the Republican Party's nomination. Trump easily outpaced Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who edged Nikki Haley to finish in second place in the caucus. The result is putting new pressure on DeSantis and Haley ahead of next week's New Hampshire primary as they jockey for position behind Trump. Speaking after his decisive Iowa win, Trump thanked his supporters for cementing his position atop the polls.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all. What a turnout, what a crowd. And I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together.
Initial reports indicate voter turnout was low because Iowa was right in the middle of that bitter cold spell.
And following some breaking news, Vivek Ramaswamy is ending his Republican bid after the results in Iowa and endorsing former President Trump. Ramaswamy finished a distant fourth behind Trump, DeSantis and Haley. He said that he called Trump to congratulate him on his victory and he will attend a rally in support of Trump in New Hampshire later today.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, we just got this notification in from Northampton County Schools that Northampton County Schools will be on a 2-hour delay today because of foggy conditions. Of course, meteorologist Elizabeth Garden have been running through the deteriorating conditions in certain parts of our outlying counties, including Northampton County. And they do this usually as an abundance of caution. So that means elementary schools that usually start at 8 o'clock, they now start at 10. Middle schools that usually start at 8:30, they will now start at 10:30. And of course, the high schools that start at 9 o'clock, they will start at 11 o'clock this morning. But again, Northampton County Schools on a 2-hour delay because of foggy conditions.
Tonight's public comment session at Raleigh City Council meeting is expected to be a lengthy one filled with public comment on the Israel-Hamas war. Last week, a record 240 people were signed up to speak on the conflict before the meeting was postponed due to severe weather. Many are calling for council to pass a resolution supporting one side. The city tells WREL 217 people are signed up tonight. Mayor Marianne Baldwin says the council will continue to listen to what people have to say on this issue.
The family of a beloved Durham real estate agent says they're hurting and they want closure. Hundreds of people turned out Monday night for a vigil to honor the memory of Liliana Concha Perez. She was found shot to death last week inside her office. And family members tell WREL the man found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound next to her was her ex-boyfriend. Monday's vigil happened at El Centro headquarters in Raleigh. It was packed with people Concha Perez touched during her time in the Triangle. They remember her as a difference maker who helped countless Latino immigrants navigate the path to home ownership.
She wasn't selling houses or showing people's houses. She was changing people's life with every opportunity. She was very passionate about helping other people.
And family members said their main focus is on getting Concha Perez's mother here from Colombia. They've started a petition hoping to expedite the process. You can learn more on WREL.com. Soon, hundreds of thousands of Wake County homeowners will find out the new value of their property. The County Tax Administration has been assessing the real estate values and will present the 2024 values today. This reevaluation happens every 4 years and will reflect the county's growth and high demand for housing. Property owners will begin to receive notices next week of the new value of their property. If you disagree with a new assessed value, you can file an appeal form. New tax rates have not been sent yet. Leaders will vote on those in June.
10 after 8 on your Tuesday. Commercial ships are now online tankers, I should say, and they're having to avoid the Red Sea due to the Houthi militant attacks there. So coming up, why officials say you should be prepared to pay more at the pump soon if nothing changes there.
Plus, it was the biggest night for television as actors and shows were honored at the Primetime Emmy Awards. Coming up, a recap of some of the biggest moments.
And we have some light, patchy rain moving into the Triangle area right now. That will pick up in intensity closer to lunchtime. It is going to be a chilly day today with an uncomfortable rainfall. I'll show you what to expect where you are coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now on our Tuesday morning. It really doesn't matter where you go. You're going to get some nastiness around the state. This is all the way down in Beaufort, if you couldn't tell. And I can't, really. As you look at that, it's usually a beautiful shot right there. But foggy down towards the beach. Bring it back towards the Triangle here. Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We're getting much the same and some drizzle.
And we've got visibility down to a mile in most places, so a lot of low-hanging clouds and some drizzle with those clouds. Actual rain falling in the southwestern part of the viewing area. We had some of that up in the northern part of the viewing area early. That's tapered off for now. But some showers for Chapel Hill and Pittsburgh, some showers in Durham, kind of cruising across the northern part of Wake County. That will continue to increase in coverage as we get through the day today, especially from 10 o'clock to noon. And then it kind of hangs around all the way until maybe the middle of the afternoon. We'll take a live look at Roxborough. Roxborough had some showers earlier this morning and temperatures were around 30 degrees, but there's been no impact there. We continue to check out Futurecast. We'll see those waves of rain moving in. Again, closer to lunchtime, notice how it really starts to pick up in intensity there right around lunchtime. We'll continue to see that. Futurecast is a brand new run of Futurecast, and it's trying to show this ending in our northern counties as a little wintry mix, maybe even a little sleet or snow. I don't think we're going to see temperatures dropping that much right behind this, but we do have some really cold air coming in. So it'll be worth keeping our eye on just in case we do see that ending. It's not going to be any impact, but just the tail end of that briefly could change over to snow or sleet in our northern counties. But it will be quick. The big impact is going to be once that moves on through. Boy, tomorrow morning, take a look at our wind chill. We'll see a 5 a.m. temperature at 21, but feeling like 14 at 7 o'clock when kids are headed out the door. 19 feeling like 13. It'll feel like 24 at 11 and 29 at 1 o'clock. Our temperature will feel like right around freezing during the afternoon. A big Arctic outbreak starts to move southward overnight tonight after our rain moves through. So we're going to feel like close to freezing for Wednesday afternoon. After that, we start to warm things up a little bit. Wind chill will be around 25 on Thursday morning. I mean, that's really cold. But we're back at it by Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Our temperatures will feel like teens, low teens for the wind chill. Wind chill Sunday morning around 13 degrees. So just be prepared for some sort of a two different rounds of very cold temperatures. We're seeing some of this precipitation that we're seeing is going to head to the north as some snow. If you're planning to travel at all, that could be an issue. We take a look at Futurecast on Friday morning. We may have some patchy light rain. Once that moves through, we're going to see another Arctic outbreak. We won't see any snow out of that. It'll be clear, but just very cold for the weekend. So we see 41 tomorrow with sunshine, but it will be breezy all day, making it feel more like 31 in the afternoon. And then over the weekend, 36 Saturday, 39 on Sunday. Our overnight lows are down into the teens on a Sunday morning, and it may feel like closer to about 10 or 11, Brian.
All right, it is now 8:16. All new, we have a report of a crash on the ramp from 40 eastbound to inbound Wade Avenue, and you can see where Raleigh fire crews right now are making their way through traffic to get to that crash. It's between that interchange and Edwards Mill Road. By the time you get to Edwards Mill Road, eastbound traffic on Wade Avenue looks fine, but if you're coming in from Cary and the airport on I-40 eastbound trying to get to inbound Wade Avenue, there is a crash with injuries. freeways out there, and you will see some delays. The westbound traffic right now is looking okay through that area. Still tracking this crash south of Knightdale there on the eastern side of Wake County in the Shotwell community at Smithfield Road at Major Slade Road. Our sensors still are picking up some heavy delays on the northbound side of Smithfield Road approaching Major Slade. Let's take a look at some of our delays in Durham. Picking up some heavy backups on 40 westbound heading away from Wade Avenue out toward the airport, largely due to an earlier crash around Page Road that now has cleared, but still we're seeing a 7-minute backup through that area. Also, northbound traffic on 885 is starting to slow down between TW Alexander and Cornwallis. By the time you get up to Ellis Road and heading out toward the 147 split, traffic is starting to ease up a little bit. Listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. We'll have another traffic update in just a few minutes.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Take a look at this video. This is new video out of Iceland this morning showing a volcano there erupting for a second day. The volcano first erupted in December, then began spewing lava again on Sunday. Houses were set on fire in the tiny fishing village of Grindavik. The volcano continued to erupt yesterday, but it was a lot less active. So far, no one has been hurt or injured from the eruptions, and people living in Grindavik were ordered to evacuate.
Coming right from the Iowa caucus, former President Trump is expected to be in New York for the start of a new civil damages trial. This trial involves Trump's public comments about E. Jean Carroll that he made both while he was president and after the jury's verdict in May. The jury found him liable for sexually abusing and defaming Carroll. Carroll was awarded $5 million in damages. After attending the start of the trial, Trump is set to travel to New Hampshire for a campaign event tonight.
We now know the name of the man who was arrested in connection to those fired shots outside of a nursing home in Wilson. The Nash County Sheriff's Office arrested Cameron Harrison. He faces several charges, including attempted murder. Police say an argument between two people in a relationship led to one shot being fired outside the facility. They say Harrison drove away and was captured at his home 40 miles away.
Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. In the Triangle, thousands of people are shining that light Martin Luther King Jr. spoke of in one of his most famous quotes. Hundreds of them turned out for the Martin Luther King Memorial March in downtown Raleigh Monday. We spoke with some of them about how King's dream for peace and equality for all continues decades after his death.
It's a great feeling because we're able to do it again. We're able to come together and do it again. You know, enjoy people. Enjoy getting together for the cause.
Dr. King's message and his vision is something that resonates with everyone. He wasn't just fighting for black people. He was fighting for the rights of all people.
This was the 44th year for the march in Raleigh. Dozens of civic groups and religious organizations were among the people who gathered to honor King's legacy.
Durham Public School employees say they'll have to take a pay cut after the district stops honoring years worked at other places. They're also confused about a possible change involving salary that could cost others money. The district confirmed some employees were overpaid, but haven't figured out how to handle that yet. Some classified employees have reached out to WREL saying they are being pushed down a salary schedule route that would mean less money.
It scares me and it makes me really question if I want to stay with this district the way this is being handled. It's been really, really egregious.
In a statement, the Durham Public School Board chair says the board is working on how to proceed, including a full investigation into the error. The district statement says affected employees will be placed on the correct salary step of the salary schedule, starting within the next paycheck. The chief financial officer for the district is suspended.
Oil tankers are starting to avoid one of the world's main trade routes. Attacks by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea have closed that route to container ships. Now gas prices may begin to rise because of it. The violence has forced commercial shipping companies to avoid the area, so now oil companies are following suit as well, and oil prices are already starting to tick higher. On Friday morning, U.S. crude oil climbed as much as 4.5%. Gas prices are relatively low for now, but experts believe they may not stay that way.
We use about 100 million barrels of oil every single day, and that will certainly have an effect on price.
Experts say roughly 18 million barrels of oil travel every day through what's known as the Strait of Hormuz. The situation in the Red Sea, though, is forcing oil tankers and commercial ships to take a totally different route that adds days to their journey.
The 75th Emmy Awards brought stars of the small screen together for the big celebration. So let's get to the big winners from last night. The final season of the hit drama Succession took outstanding drama series, including acting honors for stars Kiernan Culkin and Sarah Snook. Beef earned Best Limited or Anthology Series, as well as wins for Steven Yeun and Ali Wong, who became the first woman of Asian descent to win an Emmy for a lead role. And The Bear won for Outstanding Comedy Series, and so did a couple of other stars from that show. Jeremy Allen White and Ayo Edebiri, lead actress in a comedy series, went to Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary, who gave quite the emotional acceptance speech.
I love making Abbott Elementary so much, and I am so happy to be able to live my dream and act out comedy. And I say it every time, but I just love comedy so much that I am so happy to be able to get this.
I am not Elton John.
Among the other celebrations, legendary rocker Elton John is now an EGOT, winning the Emmy for Outstanding Variety Special. Other memorable moments included cast reunions for iconic shows like The Sopranos, celebrating its 25th anniversary. Also, Martin and Ally McBeal.
An Arctic blast is leaving its mark on millions of people across the country. Coming up, why people in Texas are being asked to conserve energy.
To get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Busy morning out there on the roads. Brian Trader tracking quite the backup on I-40 at Wade Avenue. Brian, you're tracking a crash there.
This is affecting inbound traffic heading away from Cary into Raleigh on 40 eastbound, trying to get onto that inbound Wade Avenue exit. There's a crash there behind the trees. Apparently a crash with injuries. You can see some big backup showing up there, and those delays are pretty significant heading away from the airport and Cary back toward Raleigh. Take a look at the latest update from our live center. About a 7-minute delay from 885 back to Wade Avenue on 40 eastbound. Also tracking about an 8-minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest. In Durham, look out for backups on the northbound side of 885 between I-40 heading out toward Ellis Road.
And it is a little wet out there in places, too. You can see here from the Sandhills back up toward the Triangle area, just some very light precipitation. We have a lot of low cloud cover out there, too. Visibility is about a mile in some places. From northern parts of Moore County up through Chatham County toward Durham, northwest Wake County, we're seeing some just light, patchy rain, but that will increase. We take a live look at Sanford. It's definitely damp out there, and again, a lot of low cloud cover. Temperatures still at South Hills, 32. Everybody else looking at mid to upper 30s, some low 40s. So it's going to be uncomfortable. If you're thinking about exercising, probably the evening will be better. It'll be colder, but the rain should be out of here before 5 o'clock.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. A man accused of shooting and killing two women and a dog is due in court today. Apex police arrested Harry Bates Hardman after they responded to a shots fired call Monday near Chipping Drive. He faces two counts of first degree murder and one count of cruelty to animals. Police have not released the names of the victims. Next on Fox 50, we're on to the next round of the NFL playoffs. Which teams are going head to head after winning this weekend?
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8:30, a crash on I-40 on the west side of Raleigh, creating some pretty big delays. I'll show you how to get around these backups.
And visibilities are down to a mile or less in some places. And we also have some scattered light rain in our western counties. I'll show you what to expect and how chilly it will be when the rain intensifies.
And more than 200 people have signed up to speak at Raleigh City Council's meeting tonight about the Israel-Hamas war. Coming up, what those speakers are demanding and how the city is now responding.
Also, Wake County schools could have an extra day off this spring. Why school leaders are considering making March 5th a day off for students. We will explain that right here at 8:30. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday here. Is it Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
Where are we?
Okay. Yep.
Tuesday. Okay. Got that straight. I'm Jeff Hogan. We're sure of that.
Yes, sure that he's Jeff and I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off very foggy, Elizabeth showed you some rain on the radar. Let's get right over to her to show us exactly where that rain is falling and what we can expect for later on today.
So we've had some light patchy rain out there. We continue to see that this morning, just north of Sanford here across parts of Chatham County, western Wake County, southern Orange and Durham counties, and kind of up the I-85 corridor and into Franklin County. It's really light out there right now, but we've got a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. We have some patchy fog out there. And in a few places up around Roxbury, you can see where it's purple. The amounts here are so light that we're not looking at any impact from any wintry precipitation. We had a little bit of that up in South Hill this morning. No reports of any issues whatsoever. And we're not expecting any. Let's jump ahead, though. Here's what's going to be uncomfortable. Starting at around 10 or 11 o'clock, we start to see the rain picking up in intensity and spreading across the viewing area. At that point, our temperatures will be in the low to mid 40s. And so it's going to be a cold and just kind of a miserable rain out there. The futurecast is starting to show the back edge of that changing over to a little wintry mix from the Triangle area northward. It's possible that we would see that happen, but temperatures are not going to be below freezing. It would be, you know, some wintry mix that falls onto some wet pavement where the temperatures are in the mid to upper 30s. So it's not going to be an issue for us. Our visibility is down to a quarter of a mile, though. Durham, Raleigh, and Clinton, so you could run into some patchy fog out there. Kind of damp and dreary in Durham this morning. Temperature at 37 and looking at 32 in Roxborough and South Hill. So those temperatures there are coming up. Mostly we're in the upper 30s to low 40s. We'll see mid to upper 40s this afternoon with that chilly rain. And then the wind chill will be an issue for us overnight. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
It's 8:32 right now, Elizabeth. We're following some breaking news with a crash on the ramp from 40 eastbound to inbound Wade Avenue there on the west side of Raleigh. Can't see the crash itself, but you can see the delays building on that ramp there. And we're starting to see that building on back on 40 eastbound back toward the Cary area. Those delays begin between Aviation Parkway and Harrison Avenue, looking at an 11-minute backup overall from 885 heading back to Wade. If you're trying to get to inbound Wade Avenue this morning, you might try to pick up 54 or Chapel Hill Road and use that to get in to the west side of Raleigh. And then from there, take Edwards Mill Road back to Wade Avenue, where you can rejoin the inbound lanes without any delay back toward 440. Some of the other approaches into Raleigh, seeing some backups on the southbound side of 87 coming in through Knightdale toward 440, a 6-minute delay, a 7-minute backup right now on southbound Capitol Boulevard from Wake Forest down toward 540. Taking a look at some of the other backups we're following, just getting reports of a crash blocking some lanes on 440 eastbound around the Melbourne Road exit there on the Beltline just before you get to Western Boulevard. Delays begin around Jones Franklin Road. Right now, sensors are measuring about a 7-minute backup from I-40 up to Wade Avenue. If you can pick up 440 eastbound from Melbourne or from Western, you should be in good shape heading on out toward Hillsboro and Wade. Also tracking backups on the northbound side of 885 in Durham with a 7-minute delay between Cornwallis Road up toward Ellis Road.
This man, Harry Hardman, is expected to be in court today on charges related to the shooting deaths of two women and a dog in Apex. WRO's Laura Levine is in Apex this morning, where authorities are still working to figure out what led up to this shooting.
Well, the investigation went into the late night hours. Right now, there is a sense of calmness in this Apex neighborhood. We do know the man who police believe is responsible for the shootings, Harry Hardman, is behind bars. Take a look at this video where you can see police arrested Hardman as officers took him into custody from the scene. He is accused of shooting and killing two women and a dog in this Apex neighborhood. Investigators spent hours at Chipping Drive and Brussels Drive where the shooting took place. A neighbor who knew one of the victims became uneasy after hearing gunshots from inside her home.
I was very concerned when I saw the police at her residence. I could see it from my back window.
And those neighbors recall hearing up to 8 gunshots. Hardman is facing 2 counts of murder and 1 count of animal cruelty. His court appearance is at 1:30 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in Apex.
Tens of millions of people across the country are dealing with this: frigid cold, icy roads and high winds. The severe weather is making it dangerous for many people to be outside. At least 10 deaths nationwide are being attributed to the winter storms. Heavy snow and ice have caused crashes on highways, and other people have been forced to abandon their cars. In some places, repeated snowfall has people feeling like they're fighting a losing battle to keep it cleared.
Over the last 7 days, how many times have you had to do this to the car?
Oh, man, probably 6.
You've been out here 6 times in the last week.
Yeah, in the last couple of days, actually.
Wow. Data from FlightAware shows more than 3,700 flights across the U.S. were canceled yesterday. That's more than any other day over the past year.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, Michelle, that severe weather that you just aptly described having a ripple effect on air travel, particularly out at RD International. Taking a look at the big board this morning, 17 flights are canceled right now at RD International. But I want to bring your attention to the 23 flight delays at RD International. And we to break down that number even more, 14 of those 23 flights are actually flights that are inbound from other parts of the country that's seeing the severe weather, places like Baltimore, Chicago, and LaGuardia. With that in mind, we want to check the misery map, the real troubled spots, New York. 211 delayed flights right now, 51 cancellations. Again, we can't stress it enough. If you have a flight anytime between today and tomorrow, be sure you check with the airline before heading to the airport.
Some good advice. Thanks, Ken. More than 200 people are expected to speak at tonight's Raleigh City Council meeting about the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Both pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel activists are signed up to speak about how the council should address the situation. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning. And Kelsey, what are these speakers hope to accomplish at this meeting?
Michelle, protesters are expecting to come here tonight here at City Council to get their voices heard. So pro-Palestinian protesters are asking the City Council to sign a resolution that calls for two things, an immediate ceasefire and for the U.S. to stop funding Israel's military. You can see protesters at a previous City Council meeting here, some accusing the council of being complicit to death and destruction in Gaza.
Every single second, you are not calling for a ceasefire and an immediate end to funding Israel. Is every second that I might lose my mother, my father, my siblings, and my house.
After hours of public comment, Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin says she and other council members were shaken. She says the council will continue to listen, considering both sides.
I've heard from members of our Jewish community who do not feel safe. They feel left out. They feel like their voices aren't heard. And what I'm really concerned about is that this is kind of tearing apart our community.
Mayor Baldwin says the council has discussed a resolution several times, but they haven't figured out whether they would pass one or what that resolution would actually say. Either way, she says she believes that what they do here in Raleigh wouldn't impact the federal government's decisions. And tonight's meeting is scheduled for 7 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Six people, including three kids, are injured after a wrong-way crash. It happened just before 7 last night on I-95 in Johnston County. This was the scene when the WRL Breaking News Tracker arrived. The wrong-way driver was in the white pickup truck, colliding with the black pickup truck that was headed southbound. Charges are pending for the wrong-way driver, and we are working to learn that person's name.
Today, Wake County Public School leaders will discuss making March 5th a no-school day for the district. That is the day of the primary elections, and many schools serve as polling places. No vote is expected on this today. Wake County began canceling schools for election days and did it for the general election in 2022. A vote on the proposal is expected next month.
In Monday's first NFL playoff game, a little snow couldn't keep the Buffalo Bills and their fans from having a really good time. Quarterback Josh Allen threw for three touchdowns, ran for another one. This dandy right here, 52 yards. The Bills took down Pittsburgh 31-17. The Bills will host another home game now in the next round of the playoffs. Kansas City Chiefs will come to town for a game Sunday night. Look at all that snow there. Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are moving on in the NFL playoffs as well. They crushed the Philadelphia Eagles last night in the second final game of this wild card weekend and wound up Monday night. 32-9 was the final score. Really the end of a disappointing season for the Eagles. They lost four of their last five games and then in the wild card round of the playoffs, out. Buccaneers will play Detroit next week in the NFC divisional round. That game between the Buccaneers and Lions will air at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon on WRAL. Before that, on Saturday night at 8 o'clock, the Packers and 49ers will play in the other NFC divisional round game on Fox 50.
I think if I remember correctly, the Eagles lost to the Giants, right?
Yeah, they did.
All right, coming up, gift card scams are increasing across the country, and a retail giant is fighting back. How Walmart is using new technology to stop thieves in their tracks.
Plus, Americans could be popping fewer bottles. Coming up, why sales for champagne are slowing down after the pandemic.
844, taking a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar, starting to really see some of this rain building back to the west. It looks like between, say, 10 and 3, that's when we'll see the heaviest rain across the area. And I shouldn't, you know, it's not going to be that heavy. We are looking at just very light scattered rain right now, especially as it moves on into our southwestern counties. We'll zoom in, and you can see up around Roxborough and near Henderson, just a couple of patches that are pink. Typically, that means wintry weather, but we're only looking at very light amounts. If we saw anything wintry, it would be freezing rain. We've had no reports of that, and we've had a few waves come through so far. Temperatures are sitting right at 32, so not really cold enough for anything to happen there. From Creedmoor up to Henderson, some scattered light rain. We're seeing that around Wake Forest, Youngsville, and Durham. We'll move down to the south. You can see Pittsboro, Siler City, and now moving into downtown Raleigh with some of this light, patchy rain. We take a look at the big picture. We do have plenty of rain stretched back to our south and west, especially down here in South Carolina. That's what's going to move on into our area mid-morning through the middle of the afternoon. We can see that here on Futurecast. By 10 a.m., it's scattered. By the time we get to lunchtime, it's becoming more widespread, maybe slightly heavier. There is some bitterly cold air that's headed our way, and Futurecast is trying to pick up on the fact that maybe some of that would be a little bit of a quick wintry mix as it moves on out. Yes, cold air is coming, but whether or not it catches up with the precipitation is definitely debatable. I wouldn't count on that, but I wouldn't be surprised. It's not going to be anything that causes us any problems. By 4 o'clock, that starts to move out. That cold air really starts to dive in on us overnight, and wind chill is going to be a big thing for tomorrow morning. In Durham, we're cloudy, gray, it's drizzly, it's miserable out there with a temperature of 37, and we only climb into the upper 40s this afternoon. 48 in Raleigh, 44 in Durham, and 53 in Fayetteville. Bitterly cold air drops in on us from other parts of the country overnight tonight. Tomorrow's going to be a really cold day. We see temperatures easing up a little bit for Thursday and Friday, and then another round of Arctic air comes blasting in for both Saturday and Sunday. So our mornings looking like this. Normal low is 32, 19 Wednesday morning, 20 Saturday morning, 17 on Sunday morning with some blustery conditions. Tomorrow morning, it'll feel like 14, and in the afternoon, 31. We'll see sunshine, but boy, it's going to be a cold one. And then we're back into the teens over the weekend. Wind chills on Saturday and Sunday morning, likely to be in the teens too. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is now 8:46, and we're tracking three big backups in the triangle right now, starting off on I-40 at Wade Avenue, where we do have a crash on the ramp from 40 eastbound to inbound Wade Avenue. And you can see the backups there on 40 eastbound building in those exit lanes. Taking a look at the latest sensor updates from that area, the backups begin right around Aviation Parkway and extend all the way out toward Wade Avenue, about a 14-minute delay overall. If you can get down to 54 and Chapel Hill Road, use that to pick up Edwards Mill Road, and then from there you can rejoin the inbound side of Wade Avenue. Some of the other delays heading into Raleigh, an 8-minute backup coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, not too unusual for this point in the morning commute. Another crash creating some delays in Raleigh. This is on 440 eastbound between Jones Franklin Road and Western Boulevard. If you can pick up 440 eastbound from Western, you're in good shape heading toward Wade Avenue, but the backups now are merging in with those usual delays we see on US 1 northbound coming out of Cary up toward I-40. But from I-40 to Wade, you're looking at about a 10-minute slowdown overall under that Jones-Franklin Road interchange. Also still seeing some backups on northbound 885 between I-40 up toward Ellis Road, about a 10-minute slowdown showing up on sensors.
As the war in Israel rages on, there are people who are making their way to the country to help people in need. And one of those people is former WRL-TV general manager Steve Hamill. Hamill tells us he was compelled to travel from his home in Cary to Israel to help. He's there with a Jewish mission group picking clementines along with other volunteers. They're helping to fill the void left by thousands of workers from Thailand who left after the war started.
There is a need to be picking fruit. Because if you're not doing that, the fruit trees go away. Will not bear fruit, not just this year, but in the years to come.
Didn't know that. Hamill also had the chance to tour a medical center where more than 700 people needed treatment after the Hamas attack on October 7th. Over the next few days, the volunteers will pack some buses with essential supplies, including some of that fruit and other food.
Airplane maker Boeing says it will give airlines more oversight of its facilities following the Alaska Airlines incident where part of the plane fell off mid-flight. Boeing said in addition to extra quality control inspections on the 737 production line, it will allow airlines into its factories. Boeing 737 MAX 9s remain grounded in the U.S. as Alaska Airlines and United await emergency inspection guidance from the FAA.
People in Texas are being asked to conserve energy for the second day in a row as the cold temperatures remain in that state. ERCOT is Texas' grid operator. It's asking people to use less electricity during certain times of day. The company says the state set an all-time winter peak demand record between yesterday morning. Some cities are delaying opening libraries and rec centers until 10 a.m. to ease that demand.
Today, businesswomen will gather in Sanford to connect and inspire each other. The Women's Business Summit is happening from 8:30 to 2 o'clock today at the Dennis A. Wicker Civic and Conference Center. The Central Carolina Community College Small Business Center is hosting the event. The summit will include interactive workshops, networking opportunities, panel discussions, and direct engagement with seasoned businesswomen.
A study from Duke Health found a link between drug use during pregnancy and certain childhood cancers. Duke Health surveyed parents of children who were diagnosed with cancer before their 18th birthday, and they were asked to remember whether moms used tobacco, alcohol, or illicit drugs during their pregnancy. 14% reported gestational use of tobacco, 4% reported illicit drug use, and 2% reported drinking more than a moderate amount. Illicit drug use was associated with nervous system tumors, specifically certain brain and eye cancers.
For the first time, we're hearing from the North Carolina health specialist who helped discover lead contamination in children's fruit pouches. The FDA has been investigating since late October when North Carolina health officials first discovered high levels of lead in Wana banana apple cinnamon pouches. Dr. Susan Kangsagra says that it was a team of state and local specialists that discovered the contamination.
We're glad that we were able to find this and help prevent hundreds of other kids from being impacted by lead poisoning, which we know has long-term health consequences.
The FDA believes the applesauce was contaminated on purpose at a facility in Ecuador. Its theory is that the plant was using lead-based dye or other chemicals in the cinnamon to make it appear more valuable.
Champagne might be losing some of its pop. A new report finds champagne sales have declined in the last year because shipments from France fell below 300 million bottles. It's a decline of more than 8% compared to 2022. It marks nearly a return to pre-COVID levels in 2019 when there were 297.3 million bottles shipped. Other wine and spirits have seen sales ease as people cut down on stocking their bars at home and heading to restaurants and bars. Walmart is working to stop gift card scams with some new technology. The retail giant's new redemption proprietary technology is designed to detect and intercept similar fraudulent transactions. It prevents thieves from moving stolen funds into foreign bank accounts by transferring the money into an escrow account. The account is monitored by federal agencies who help return the funds. So far, Walmart says it has returned $4 million to its customers.
The iconic Saturday Night Live alum Tina Fey and Amy Poehler reunited for a revival of their weekend update at last night's Emmys.
And now a special Emmy edition of Weekend Update with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Oh, it takes you back. They got a big round of applause in the room before the skit began. They were presenting the award for live variety special, so they decided to throw out some zingers for the nominees in the Weekend Update style. Elton John ended up the winner, and the duo honored him with his new EGOT status. Incredible. Haribo Gummies started the new year by breaking a Guinness World Record. The company now holds the record for the world's largest gummy mosaic. It was made from more than 150,000 individual gummy bears. It took 300 people at the University of Wisconsin about 4 hours to build it. That's it. The location was chosen because it was the company's first American manufacturing facility. Hours to build this? This would take me weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. 4 hours. That doesn't seem like a long time, but good work on them. Time lapse makes it go quicker.
Yeah.
Before we head off to break, here are the winning lottery numbers on your screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic as well straight ahead.